Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that everybody is having a wonderful time this holiday season. And listen, we have a wonderful show lined up for you today. This is the Christmas holiday. And, wow, I love the Christmas holiday, and I hope you do too. But listen, we're going to do a little bit of reflecting today, and also I have some independent artists that have some great music out there, and I am going to feature some of them on the show this morning. That's right, I'm going to feature them on the show this morning. So I hope you enjoy, and when we come back, we're going to dive into the show, and if you have any questions, feel free to dial in. And I say it all the time, and I'm going to say it again today. To all my faithful listeners, all, you are the best. And I sure do. You have been listening to the show since day one. Thank you for your support, your encouragement. And also, to those who may be new to the show today, welcome. Welcome. And listen, if you have a question or comment, dial in 215-383-3872, 215-383-3872. If you have a question or you have a comment or you want to respond to the show, please feel free to dial in. That's right, feel free to dial in. And like I said, when we come back, we are going to dive right into the show today. Thank you so much for joining us again right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the PeaceAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much again for joining us right here. And listen, if you hear anything in the background, I'm so sorry, but it's okay. We have a little bit going on here this morning. But thank you so much for joining us right here on the Marketing Pulpit. Listen, it is a holiday season, and I hope that you are having a wonderful holiday season so far. My co-host there, Fitz Lake, you know, he always has a lot of things going on. So he had an emergency family visit early this morning. That's right. So wherever he is, we just wish him well, and hopefully he's going to be able to join us today. But it's the holiday season, and, you know, I kind of wanted to reflect a little bit on this past year. It has been a beautiful year. Of course, we all go through good and bad, but it's been a nice year. But if you'd like to dial in at 215-383-3872, and you know what? We'd love to hear some of the things that you've been grateful for throughout the year. Oh, I would love to hear some of those things. We're going to be reflecting on the show. We're going to be reflecting on some things that have happened this past year. As you know, I've been doing this now for almost a few years, and it doesn't really seem that long. And I have so much that I'm grateful for. And today, I think about the meaning of Christmas and what it truly means. And for those of you who were with us last week, you know we have been in a series preparing for the unexpected, and we'll be finishing out that series. But we had guests on the show last week, and we were talking about Alzheimer's, you know, those who are grieving the living. And I had mentioned to you before that I had never really thought about that. I never really thought about those who are caregivers and grieving the living. And you may be saying, well, what does that mean? And if you weren't part of the last ever shows, you may not know exactly what that means. But what it means is there are people who have loved ones that are living, but they're losing them day by day. Day by day. And if you miss those shows, feel free to go to www.marketingpulpit.com to our archives. But they were saying some things that made me think not only about my family, but other families that are out there gaining an understanding of what other people go through and adjusting their expectations for the holiday. And the young ladies that we had on the show were talking about how if their Christmas this holiday season may not be the same as it was last year, because holidays are often filled with opportunities for togetherness and sharing and memories. But for those who may not be able to remember, wow, what do you do for them? So you know what? I'm thankful and I'm grateful today that I can remember, that I'm still at a place in my life where I can remember. But not only that, but really understanding what the holiday is really all about and caring for people, whether they have dementia, whether they don't, have caring for people. It kind of made me reflect. And maybe it's made you reflect too. You know, we think about gift giving. We think about the season, the music, holiday specials. Oh, it's just a beautiful time of year. But what is the holiday season really all about? What is it really all about? If you'd like to join in or you have a question or comment, feel free to dial in 215-383-3872, 383-3872, and push option 1, and you will be put into the queue for questions. And before I go on, I mentioned to you that I love independent artists. I think it's awesome that they share their talent, they share their music, they share their writings to the world. And I feature from time to time, I feature independent artists on the show. And the music that you hear in the background is from John Paul. He is an awesome musician. And the song that he's playing right now is The First Noel. And, you know, during this holiday season, I love Christmas music. I'm going to admit it. I do. I love Christmas music. And I'm going to let you finish listening to John Paul, First Noel. Want to hear some of his other music? You can find them www.amazon.com and also on iTunes. Yes, so beautiful. Well, listen, I left and I was wondering, what are you thankful for the Christmas holiday? And, you know, there are some responses and some folk who are saying there are several things that they're thankful for this year. One is family. Yes, they are saying that family is everything, and although family can be very, very busy, that parents and kids need to take time to remember, to be thankful for each other, I think that's simply beautiful. And let's see another one here, a place to rest. Wow, that is nice. Someone mentioned a place to sleep. They're thankful that they have a place to sleep. And, you know, sometimes we really do over or sometimes underestimate the fact that we have somewhere to sleep, to lay our head, because there's so many people this holiday season who are homeless and they don't have a place to sleep. They don't have a place to go. So if you have a warm place to sleep, you have a place where you can just kind of snuggle up and be warm and comfortable, that's something you should be really, really thankful for. It truly, truly is. And right here on the Marketing Pulpit, we are talking about the Christmas holiday, what you're thankful for, remembering what you should be thankful for. You know, my family has had we have had a very interesting year, to say the least. We've lost some very dear family members, patriarch of our family, and we have had to reflect on the beautiful memories, and those memories are simply wonderful, of childhood experiences, things that we have done as a family that made us who we are today. And, you know, that's priceless. It really, really is priceless. And not only that, but some of the friends and family who have been so close to us this year, we just want to say thank you. Thank you during this holiday season. And also have another one here. Someone mentioned having a shoulder to lean on has been a blessing for them this year and during the holiday season. And I totally agree. You can't underestimate friendship, those who are special, who are there. When you need to lean on someone, when you don't know what to do, when you don't know what to say, and they're right there and they don't judge you. I think that's simply beautiful. And we're talking about things that you can be thankful for the year. And we have another one here, clothes to wear. You know, you don't really think about some of these things. And these, I know they sound simple, but you're absolutely right. Clothes to wear. How many times do we hear of people who are in natural or in areas that have been affected by natural disaster and they don't have clothes to wear? You don't really appreciate it until you don't have it. You know, having warm jackets and things like that. And there are so many families out there who need jackets and coats and blankets for their children and homeless shelters that need things like that. So if you're looking for something different to do this year for the holiday season, that is an awesome gift to give, the gift of blankets and clothes, food, even to your homeless shelter, socks, gloves, hats. Those are wonderful things to do and to give this year. So as opposed to looking to receive gifts, perhaps you can be a blessing to someone this year and give gifts. So I really like that one. That was an excellent one, clothes to wear. Yes, a job, definitely. A job, wow. Another one that we underestimate at times, being able to have employment or find employment, it just isn't easy today. The world is different today. Things are different than what they were even 10 years ago. And finding a job and being able to maintain a job isn't always easy. But guess what? The opportunities are out there. We live in a land of opportunities. And for all of those who may be seeking employment, you don't have employment, our Christmas wish, one of our Christmas wishes for you this year is that you find a job, and not only you find one, but it's one that you really enjoy. And you know what I say here on the Marketing Pulpit, where our mission is to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. My thing is, if you can't find it, go create it. That's right. Go create that job, because this is a land of opportunity. So if you can't find it, go create it. That's what I think right here on the Marketing Pulpit. And when we come back, we are going to continue our Christmas special on things that you're thankful for. And you can dial in 215-383-3872, 215-383-3872, push option 1, if you have something that you are thankful for right here on the Marketing Pulpit. I'm your host, Sharon.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
That's right. This is the Marketing Pulpit. And I just want to thank you so much. I do. I want to thank you so much for joining us today here on the Marketing Pulpit, where our mission is to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. That's right. That's what our mission is. And we do that by doing our best to bring great programming as it relates to sales, branding, network marketing, business news, accounting, business development, workforce development. We do our best to bring great programming to you here on the Marketing Pulpit. And today we're talking about things that we're thankful for. And I got another one here. Someone saying that they are thankful for heat. I agree. Looks like their furnace went out and it's getting colder, and they were so hoping that they would have heat this winter. And today they have heat. Isn't that yes, you're absolutely right. That is totally a blessing to have heat. And you know what? I say it, and I say it all the time. Sometimes we aren't thankful for the simple things. Especially things that we have all the time. When you wake up, you just push that thermometer, turn it on heat, and there you have heat. We're used to instant gratification, but everybody is not in that situation today. So I'm encouraging my listeners, when you get a moment this holiday season and on Christmas Day, just pause for a moment and not only be thankful for what you have, but send a blessing out to those who may not have. Say a prayer to those who may be going through. Say a prayer for those who may have loved ones that are in intensive care. Say a prayer for those who are looking for their lost loved ones, children that may be missing. Say a prayer for those who may not have it as well. But not only that, but say a prayer also of thanksgiving that we are living in a land so far, let me just say so far, where we can have a lot of the things that we want, a lot of the things that we need. And so here on the Marketing Pulpit today, we're just taking a moment to be thankful, a moment to be grateful. And I mentioned to you that I really like and do my best to support independent artists, new artists, young artists. And today we're featuring a couple of albums from independent artists and young artists. And this song that I'm getting ready to feature is just really beautiful. It's called This Is My Wish, and this is by The Walls Group, and I thought it was just so beautiful. So listen, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. This is my wish for the world, that peace will find its way to every boy and girl. This is a time for harmony. Let love be a song that everybody.
Other things that we have folks that are thankful for. Someone's thankful for health. Beautiful. So true. How many times do we underestimate our health? If you can walk, if you can talk, if you can move, if you can hear, if you can use your mind, if you can think, if you can remember, what a blessing. What a blessing to be thankful for. And I tell you, these are just some really, really, really good things to be thankful for. And many of these are things that are priceless. You can't pay for these things. They're not gifts that you'll find wrapped up in a box. They're not things that you will buy at the store. But they're beautiful. And you know, we see all the crime. We see all the war that's going on. Wow, we're just thankful for the peace that we have. Someone else is thankful for democracy. They're thankful for their freedom here in the United States. That is beautiful, democracy and freedom, the ability to be able to choose. You don't know how long your freedoms will last, so that's why we should appreciate them now.
There are those, let's see, appreciation for education, the ability to go to school, the ability to be able to learn a new skill, a new trade. Something to be thankful for. Beautiful. Well, you know, this holiday season, you know, the reason for this season, you hear that quite a bit. Well, what is the reason for this season? What is the reason for Christmas? For those who celebrate Christmas, for those who celebrate the holiday, the reason behind it is simply a beautiful story. It's beautiful. Emmanuel, Jesus, was born as a babe to a Virgin Mary. And because he wanted people to experience love, peace, joy, and happiness, he came as a babe to save the world from darkness. And as a result of that, the entire human race has opportunity to experience love, life, joy, happiness forever and ever one day. Oh, how beautiful is that? And you know what? That's a hope that you don't just have during the holiday season. You can carry that hope with you throughout the entire year. And one of the last things that I'm thankful for, and some of you may be thankful for as well, and that's love. 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 Friendship and family. I'm telling you, when you can't buy a gift, but you have family, you have love, you have it all. You know, there are some people who have riches, millions, beautiful homes, possessions. They live in castles. They live beautiful lives on the outside. But on the inside, there's chaos. There's unhappiness. There's no joy. There's no laughter. So love is a beautiful thing. If somebody loves you, be thankful for that this Christmas season. If somebody thinks enough of you to call you, to text you, to let you know how special you are, be thankful for that for the holiday season. If someone has told you, I love you, during this season, be thankful for that. There are so many people in this world who would love to hear those three words, I love you, I appreciate you. And if you have someone in your life that you love and you appreciate, give them a hug today or give them a virtual hug. Or better yet, call them. You know, we live in a society today where texting and Facebooking is the norm of the day. You don't hear voices much anymore. Well, this holiday season, change all of that. Reach out to somebody. Let them hear your voice. Tell them you love them. Tell them you're thinking about them. Let them know you care, because actually that's what this holiday season is really all about, is sharing love and giving the gift of love. Thank you so much for joining me today here on the Marketing Pulpit. It has been a pleasure to be with you this entire year. And I just want to say from my family to yours, happy holidays, and I love you all. Thank you for joining me here today, the Marketing Pulpit. Blessings to you all.